So, Les and me will give a short overview about the reimagination topic, how it ended up here, and maybe Lasse, you want to start with.
Yes, I want to start. I was, also want to say, Mark, Alexandra, you should, during this talk, get to the technicians and get your set up. Okay, cool. Reimagination. How did I end up on this stage telling you so much interesting stuff? It was last year in Rennes, where the incredible team of the LGM, in, who kind of sat on the LGM through all of the pandemic, kind of made a last effort to revive the LGM, and it was thank you very much for that. They are here. Thank you
who's
so much.
Who's there? Who organized that time? Wave your hands. Nice to meet you. Yeah, thank you.
And from like I think that the last edition before Rennes was Saarbrücken. That was really a big one. And then the pandemic hit, and we had some online editions. I'm not good with online events, so I understand that it kind of didn't work out that well, but it was a blow. And then in Rennes we had some of the like people you usually see at the LGM, but it was not that big, you know. And then it was nice though, it was cool meeting everyone. And then there was the last session, when usually it's decided at the LGMs we had this 2 year mode where 2 years in advance we would decide on next year's LGM edition. And we had this session, and the question was, so where's it going to be next year? And nobody kind of was prepared for anything. And I was there to ask what's kind of required to do the LGM. I was just thinking maybe in 2 or 3 or 5 years I could do it in Nuremberg. And I ended up saying, okay, I'll give it a try, and I'll call you back. And then I've managed to organize this organization, and then I actually started at the end of last year to organize this thing. There is a talk which I gave roughly a year ago at the OpenSUSE conference, which is also in Nuremberg. I'm just linking it here because that's an interesting piece of documentation, which my status, like all the questions I had, I was digging into all the online archives. I did not have a lot of knowledge from the past because I never was an organizer, and the organizers of the past did not kind of support me so much. So I had to figure all these things out and put it into this thing. And that led also to the idea that we should do some community building at this conference and try to get more prepared for the future, and how to develop a mode, how this can be more sustainable and how it can go on. I got to say myself, I'm a big fan of the LGM. It's always like one of my favorite conferences. I like the concept, the mixture between techy people and artist people. I really like it, so I want to get stimulation into us all to help us together for the future to make this better. And so these are the goals of these reimagination sessions. And we put this at the very beginning of the conference to get your minds going, to get you think about the topic, and to maybe talk to each other about what could be done to make this more sustainable. And also, what I should say, make it easier for local organizers to take over the event, because rebooting the complete structure like every time is not easy. It's a lot of work, and you know, not everybody can do it, even if you had a team that would be able to organize a venue, organize the local work that needs to be done. There's a lot that could be done remotely by a shared effort. So for tomorrow, we have some suggestions, some topics that we want to suggest to work at the workshop. And I don't know, do you want to say something to it, or should I just go on?
We can do it together, maybe. Yeah, because as Lasse said, it was kind of difficult to get it boot up again, to bring people here to organize a whole event, basically on himself. And so in the last couple of weeks, we sat together once or twice on a phone call and thought, okay, what a different aspect that might need some focus, might need some ideas, might need some brainstorming, might need some work to actually make it easier, as Lasse said. And obviously, there will be two questions in the end that are very important. And one is, where will LGM be happening next year? And the other one is, where will LGM happen the year after next year? And so these two questions, together with some other parts, is something we want to dive into. And we thought it might be a good idea to have a workshop tomorrow where we can all together as a big community create some tables, like 10 tables, or maybe you have another topic you think we should talk about, then we just open up another table and we can just distribute among the different topics, the different tables, and bring all our experience. I just learned that there are some people here who are there from the very early of the history of LGM, even when there was a gym meeting even earlier. Collect all this knowledge, collect all this experience, bring in new ideas, people who are here for the first time maybe, collect all this wisdom and think of what to do next. And the topics we thought that might be helpful to discuss, we came up with like 10 aspects basically. And the first one was thinking of, okay, how should a future team be set up? Like, what disciplines would be helpful? Somebody looking after donations, somebody looking after venue, somebody looking about social media, about the website, and so on and so forth. So maybe there could be small circles, small teams, small groups. Doesn't need to be one person only. And yeah, such a setup to not forget anything was one topic we thought is helpful to discuss.
I brought a book, it's in German. It's called Purpose-Driven Organizations, and I like the ideas they have in there. And I think they borrow a lot from other things like sociocracy and holocracy. They borrow a lot of concepts from there, they take other concepts, throw them together. And like the idea of having a decentralized organization structure is kind of expressed in circles. So a circle could offer basically a service to another circle. A circle could take this, you know, there's ideas we can talk about how this should or could work in our case. There's like, okay, website. That's a big thing because we, you know, communicate mainly through the internet. That would be definitely like a service that the LGM needs and that could be provided by a circle. We will talk about that together, how we find circles, how are we circles, how are we not circles. But concrete topics are big chunk of work is the website. I have also the idea there is some old organizational material on the LGM website, but it's outdated. It's a lot of the ideas that are there are not like followed through anymore, and we should basically update the documentation of the LGM and write a up-to-date handbook for new organizers. Could just be a Git repository where we write down things, how did stuff work, how did it work out, how many people showed up. You know, there's so much things you have to think about that could be a great help. And it's also a lot of general organization of events, but also the LGM has a lot of special ideas, how stuff runs, how the schedule is structured, what sessions we provide, stuff like that. Could be in a nicer format, basically. And it could be a thing that we keep updated, hopefully.
So it could be something like a how to organize a conference, what to think
definitely
of, I understood. Yeah, that sounds very helpful. I think also if there are people who want to take it on, to not start with zero, but have some rough idea, yeah.
Yeah, sustainable finances. I think this year will actually work out, but it was like not clear from the beginning that it will work out, and we should maybe. So there were old ideas that there could be an organization also handles finances and is a bit more stable than just 1 year. We should talk about this if there is any better idea how we can achieve this. Also, for the people outside at the devices, I wanted to say you should find the donation button right next to your screen and consider using it. It would be great.
Like donation management is one thing, yeah? I mean, with taxes and how to get money, on which bank account, stuff like that. So there are many different aspects, many technical details to think about. Who should own such bank account? How is it with the reimbursement? Who can get money out again?
Which is still an open topic. I never made a reimbursement process. I don't know all the mistakes I can make there. So if someone is here or outside and wants to help with that and suggest maybe a workflow or maybe an organization that could take over something like that, that would be great. And maybe we can have a partner for the future. Suggestions also really welcome for reimbursements. Thank you that you mentioned that.
Yeah, sponsoring, another money stream we're having. And so maybe if somebody here has experience with the topic of money, or maybe is part of another organization where they already have best practice, how to handle that stuff, and wants to discuss like how they could work, that would probably be highly appreciated tomorrow.
LGM 26, we told that already. At the end of this LGM, we'll have a session and we'll ask everyone if they want to consider to make next year's LGM. I hope we'll have a better setup for the next organizer, or maybe we won't have a next organizer.
I really would like to have a next organizer, just to say that, yeah? I really would like to have the possibility to come somewhere next year. And so if you have some knowledge about some venue in your city that might be fitting for such an event, please take the next year's, think about it. Talk to Lasse. He will only mention you all the positive things in organizing such a wonderful conference, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Talk to the other people who have done it before. And think about if you could support somehow. Not doing it on your own, but support somehow. Make it happen next year again. And the year after, I mean, the two tables could be kind of similar maybe, but maybe it's
we
always
put them in close
next to each other physically. Yeah, yeah. Mm. But maybe two groups from tomorrow already with two different physical locations as well. The history was that the LGM was switching between different continents even.
And if we have one more team that's going to organize it, there can be a lot of help with each other. So that I think the model was not bad, but it was kind of, there was no way to sustain it through the pandemic. But I think it's a good idea to try to get the two-year selection process back up. That's similar to the money topic.
Yeah,
actually, but also like right now it was like that. I got the LGM and I got full responsibility. And there's a typo. The first one who sends a pull request to fix the typo gets a beer from me. I want to see some contributions here.
Nobody likes beer here, I'm sorry.
We have other drinks. I mean, we don't necessarily need a formal structure, but we should have more community that tries to help each other. That's the least, I would say, because it was quite lonely to organize this year. And I hope that we can fix that.
So it's about like different things, as I said, the organization. One is the money handling, who can pay bills, who can give out money, who can receive the sponsoring money, stuff like that. That makes sense to have an organization. So the more legal part, but also more the social part, like other people who are willing to offer their support, who maybe can give their experience from one generation to the next generation, things like that. Yeah, that sounds both very helpful, yeah.
I'm not going to read that to you. I just put it in that you kind of have an idea what I mean when I say purpose statement. It is also kind of this book, which I was holding up before. The idea is to, in a decentralized organization, to put some decision ground into the room where people can take that to guide their decisions. And you start with a purpose. Maybe we can have one, but I think it's a very complicated text to write because it has to be, you know, cover a lot of cases.
It could act as kind of a vision also where the LGM could evolve into and also give kind of boundaries like what would fit, what would not fit, also topic-wise. I mean, I was reading one conversation earlier where the question was, isn't talk about some audio-free software fitting this meeting or not, because it's liberal graphics meeting and not audio meetings. On the other hand, the origin I understood is from the GIMP, from the GIMP meeting, and obviously graphics is broader than just GIMP. So, yeah, who do we want to be? Who are we? What is the direction we want to take? So maybe
I think it's a good question. Shouldn't we maybe? I mean, we definitely cover video, and part of video usually is audio, and we have live coding people here, which also involves a lot of audio. So maybe we should be the Libre Media meeting or something. I don't know. Maybe it's like I would just say we should be open about possibilities.
Libre Arts.
Libre Arts.
Maybe as well, yeah.
Yeah.
So that could be a very interesting discussion tomorrow at that table, actually, and very, yeah. Spontaneous, bright, and great, and ideas to think of, and then let's see.
When you go with the website, I was always struggling to kind of describe the kind of people we want to reach with this meeting. Because you say engineers and artists and designers and students and teachers. You know, it's like a lot of groups that we want to cover actually with the meeting, and this kind of wording. If you have a purpose statement, that kind of could lead to create the words that you use to describe what you want to make. Which brings us to the next topic, community building, actually.
Yeah, which, I mean, was sparking the whole topic of reimagination, saying, okay, this community that we have kind of fall asleep or fall apart a little bit during the COVID pandemic, and now we're trying to get it up again. And so I think there are also many questions like, how can we actually make this community more vivid that is so distributed, both physically, but also by the topics, as it's not only about one software. So this is something I think that's also very, needs lots of ideas and very interesting to dive into.
We used to have the mailing list, but it's not very responsive. And as I learned recently, we also have an organizer mailing list, which I'm not even on. So, I mean, maybe we just need to get the mailing list going again. Maybe we need some other software. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy with mailing lists. It's cool stuff. So, yeah.
And last one, think about again, what different roles do we need? What different tasks should each role fulfill, maybe? So there's some tasks not to forget. Think about these details and, yeah, maybe flesh them out a little bit. And that could be one part of the handbook then supporting further organization teams.
I have some ideas that we could maybe use the term role to describe what we need to do. And so other people could offer this role to, you know, someone has wants it, once someone offers it. But also like a way of describing them formally, stuff like that. So if someone is interested, it's almost programming. It will be interesting to talk about that.
So use the time you have until the workshop tomorrow to think about these topics you just heard. Maybe you have one part you really want to dive into. Maybe you have something that you have some knowledge about. Please use the time and see how you can contribute. And I think that's all for now. And with this, I think we can clear the stage for the next talk coming up, but please really get in contact with each other, talk to Lasse, talk to us, talk to each other to get the conversation started. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.